The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Grossman, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yivamas Daf Kuf Chaf, the Mishnah says, Ein Me'idin El Al Parts of Panim and Machotim. The only valid testimony that a man is dead to allow his wife to remarry is if the face, the form of the face with the nose is intact, and he testifies that he recognized the face. Afal Pi Shiyesh Shimonim Begufo V'Kelav, even if there are identifying characteristics on the man's body or his accoutrements, that is not sufficient. Testimony as to those identifying characteristics will not allow the woman to remarry. Why not? The Gemara explains, L'memer t'simanim lav d'araisa. That seems to indicate that simanim are lav d'araisa. Midaraisa, we're not allowed to rely on identifying characteristics unless we actually recognize the object, or in this case, the face of the person. V'raminhi, we have a kasha. Raisa talks about a get that was lost, and we found a get, and we would like to assure ourselves that this is indeed the get that was lost. Raisa says, if mato kosher b'kisuv arniki was tied to a kiss, a wallet, an arniki, some kind of briefcase, tabas, a ring, oshenimse ben kelav, it's found among other kelim, afil uzman maruba, even if much time has elapsed, kosher. The get is assumed to be the right get, and it's kosher, we can use it. That seems to indicate siman and daraisa. Amar Abaye lo kasha. It's machlokas tanan. We don't use a shuma, a wart, or a mole, as a valid identifying characteristic. We do consider this a valid identifier. Abaya says, the Mishnah in Gittin that says we do rely on simanim hold simanim daraisa. The Mishnah in Yivamas that says we don't hold simanim lav daraisa. Amar Rava Lekuli Alma Simanim Daraisa. Really, everyone holds Simanim Daraisa. Hacha, the reason we don't rely on the Shuma, according to one opinion, is for other reasons. Either because Shuma Maturi Beben Gilo, we're concerned about doppelgangers, or because Shuma Suri Lishtanos, the Shuma might change after he dies. Special reasons why a Shuma is not reliable. Ika Damri, an alternate version of Rava. Kuli Alma Simanim Drabanan. Really, everyone says Simanim are not Daraisa, they're only Drabanan. Shuma might be better. Maybe Shuma is a Siman Mavuk, and then it works. So here we see that even if Simanim Lav Daraisa, at least according to this opinion of Rava, there is such a thing as a Siman Mavuk, and Shuma might be a Siman Mavuk, that we rely on Lekuli Alma. Now the Gemara says, opposite direction. If Rava holds Simanim Daraisa, how do we explain our Mishnah? The Mishnah says Simanim are not reliable. The Gemara says, there is a class of Simanim which is not reliable, Lekuli Alma. Gufo D'Aruch V'Gutz. Tall or short, Kalim, the Gemara goes back and forth, and eventually the Gemara says, Yibayasema, Kalim, Kalav, Bechivri, Vesumki, colors, white or red, those Simanim are not reliable, Lekuli Alma. So the Gemara is pretty clear. It seems to establish that there are three levels of Simanim. The lowest level, the most inferior kind of Simon, the Poskim call Simon Garua, that's Aruch Begut, tall or short, Bechivri, Vesumki, colors, that's Simon Garua, that doesn't work, Lekuli Alma, even if you hold Simanim Daraisa. The middle level, which the poskim naturally often call Simon Emtoi, sometimes they actually call it Simon Mufak, which is very misleading, but the middle level, which is most clearly identified as Simon Emtoi, is totally on the Machloka Simonim Daraisa, Simonim Lav Daraisa. The best type of Simon, Simon Mufak, seems to work Lekuli Alma, at least according to that step in the Gemara. What are the definitions of these three levels of Simonim? Very unclear, poskim are inconsistent. What's a Simon Mufak? Some poskim say it's absolutely unique. No one else in the whole world has a Simon. Other poskim say, how can that be? If you have it, someone else can have it too. However it happened to you, it can happen to somebody else. Some poskim say it's sufficient that it's Zaru Muflag Ma'od, very, very uncommon. Many poskim follow the rule of the Masas Binyamin, Echad Mini Elef, can't be more probable, more common than one in a thousand. Very hard to know. Simon Amtsai and Simon Garua are obviously less than that, but again, the definitions are not that clearly defined. Post can discuss in numerous cases, numerous types of identifying marks, whether they're considered Simon Garua, Simon Emtsai, or Simon Mufak. Post can has a handy alphabetized list, several dozen or a couple of hundred different examples, referring you to the literature in each case. But the most important question, of course, is how do we pass it? Halacha lemaisa, what standard, what level of Simon do we require to master an aguna? So the first question is, do we pass in Simanim Daraisa or Simanim Drabanan, Simanim Lav Daraisa? The Gemara is not clear. The Gemara here brings different Lashonos and Yavamas, and similarly in Bav Metzia. In all the various Gemaras about Simanim, we don't have an absolutely clear Hachreya whether simanim are daraisa or not. Most poskim say that we are not mekel, we do not assume simanim are daraisa. There is a sheet to the ritva, something of a das yachid, that we do pass in simanim daraisa. Virtually all poskim say that we are not mekel to say simanim daraisa. It's a suffix, maybe simanim daraisa, maybe lav daraisa, but we're definitely not mekel to say simanim daraisa. So, therefore, we don't rely for aguna on a simanim tzai. That's pretty much the consensus. Virtually all poskim, simanim tzai is not good enough for aguna. What about siman mufak? So again, we don't have an absolutely clear statement from the Gemara. According to one lashon of the Gemara, according to one lashon of Rava, siman mufak is good. But that's only one lashon. It's not clear we pass like that lashon. Do we pass in halacha lemaisa that siman mufak is good? So this is the machlokes of poskim. Many, perhaps most poskim, the Beis Yosef, and many later poskim say, yes, we pass in like that lashon of Rava, that if you can find a siman mufak, if you can assure yourself that something is a siman mufak, we are mekel for aguna. There is a minority opinion, many achronim say, no, lahalach lamaista, we're not mekel, even for a siman mufak. We don't have any absolutely clear Gemara saying siman mufak is enough. The Mishnah is so same, simanim are not good. Some poskim say that a siman mufak is, even a siman mufak is not enough. But simanim tzai, virtually all poskim say, is not sufficient. However, it's not so simple. Nothing in halacha is, certainly not in aguna. There actually are cases where a simanim tzai is very useful. One case is, an aguna whose issur is only drabanan. If we can determine before getting involved with simanim that the issur is at worst drabanan, many poskim, not all, many poskim say that a siman emtsai is enough. Why? So the achronim give two hesber. One hesber is, even though simanim lav daraisa, but a siman is still something, and heimamru beheimamru. If the whole issur is only drabanan, Chazal can set the parameters of the issur drabanan however they want. And therefore they said the issur drabanan. They said, can you make it for a siman emtsai? Many poskim hold this way. An additional svara, some poskim say, is safek drabanan. As we said, even though we have no clear gemara telling us that simanim is daraisa, we also don't have a clear gemara telling us simanim is drabanan. Many poskim say it's a safek. Halach lamaisa, it's a safek whether simanim are daraisa or drabanan. So if you have an aguna daraisa, we're not going to be makel on an issur daraisa for a siman that might be only drabanan. But if the whole issur is drabanan in the first place, then we say safek drabanan lekula, and that's why some poskim are mekel to allow siman emtsai for an aguna drabanan. That could be mayim shein lemsof, which is in issur drabanan. If the husband is presumed dead because he fell into mayim shein lemsof, but drabanan with machmer, then you find a body and you identify the body via siman emtsai. Many poskim are mekel for these two reasons, or other cases of drabanan. Some poskim say mayim shein lemsof is especially lenient because chazal said nisus lo teitze, but all of the drabanan is not. I'll call upon him, many poskim are mekel for all isurim drabanans, or befrash mayim shein lemsof, to rely on siman emtsai. Other poskim disagree. Other poskim said chazal v'machmer and aguna, until we know they were mekel, we don't want to rely on a siman emtsai, even for isur drabanan. Another application of siman emtsai, another useful way to use a siman emtsai to matur and aguna, very controversial though, is the question of tiruf simanim. Let's say we have multiple simanim. One siman emtsai is not enough. What if we have 10 siman emtsai and they all match the mace? The cadaver we recovered has 10 siman emtsais, more than one, two, three, several. Is that enough? So here we have a major machlokes de poskim. Truma Tzedeshin says we are not matzarif simanim. Many poskim say that means we're not matzarif any simanim, even multiple siman emtsai. Some poskim say no. The Truma Tzedeshin means you're not matzarif siman gruim, like aruch v'guts or colors, but several siman emtsai, which are pretty good in the first place. They're not echem minei elef, but some poskim say there could be one in several hundred. So several of those certainly will exceed the threshold of echem minei elef. If you have two simanim that are completely independent and each one is one in 700, then both of them together are certainly much less probable than echem minei elef to be a coincidence. Many poskim say that logic indicates that we should mitzaref simanim. Masa Binyamin, Taz, many poskim say, why shouldn't we be mitzaref simanim? At least siman emtsaim. Other poskim say, no. Halacha is not about probabilities. Halacha is about rules, rows, and sfeikas, and simanim. Siman is a din. Just because you have two of them, even if probabilistically you can say they're less than a siman mufak, doesn't work like that. Each siman by itself is nothing. Nothing plus nothing is nothing. And we are not mitzaref simanim. Some poskim say we're not mitzaref two simanim, but three simanim we are, a sort of pshara. They say three is like a chazaka. Hamikra lo yasmid. Once you have three, we're willing to be mekel. But again, many poskim say we're not mitzaref simanim. Some poskim say we are mitzaref simanim. Siman gruim poskim generally agree we're not mitzarif, make a siman mufak. However, some poskim say that we'll mitzarif multiple siman gruim to be a siman emtsai. Siman emtsai we're not normally makel on, but if it's drabanan, we said before, many poskim are makel. Many poskim say that for it's a drabanan, we'll be makel on multiple siman gruim. In any event, these are some of the major shitas about simanim, siman mufak, siman emtsai, and siman gerua. Now, if we don't rely on simanim, what do we rely on? What is the gold standard for identification? The answer is, of course, tvias ayin, simple recognition. The Gemara in Chulin, in particular, explicitly says that tvias ayin is better than simanim. The Gemara in Chulin says that Rava said, mereisha hava mina simana adav mitvias eina, because we return avedas by simanim and not by tvias ayin. But now, Rava said, now that you told me that we're making an isurim based on tvias ayin, if you want to make sure that a certain piece of meat is the same one that you saw before that you knew was kosher, we rely on tvias ayin, and now I say tvias ayin is better than siman. He says we rely on tvias ayin for heter ishus, if a suma or somebody at night wants to know if it's his wife to be with her, we rely on tvias ayin of kol, tvias ayin of recognizing her. Additionally, Rav Yitzchak Breder Mishashia says teza in a capital case, if the edim say we saw the murderer had such and such a siman, the one with such and such a siman did this avera, We don't execute a defendant based on that. Tvias ayin, if they say we recognize him, then we do. Rav Ashi says, if a person tells the shliach, call me Ploni Dehai Simana, they might not find him. If they say recognize him, they will find him. Not sure exactly what that means. Not sure if that's a halachic proof or just a practical proof. But in any event, the Gemara explicitly says in the context of capital punishment, and Rava said in general, tvias ayin is better than simanim. And tvias ayin is the gold standard, and meizin el al parts of panim machotim. You recognize the face. Simanim are not good, maybe even tumin mufak, certainly not siman emtsai, but tvias ayin is good. Recognition is good. However, conceptually, it's actually fairly interesting. How do you recognize somebody? Don't you recognize somebody based on simanim? Certainly, that's how computers recognize people. Facial recognition software, they recognize based on numerous individual data points, the distance between the eyes and the angle of the nose, all kinds of quantifiable bits of information. So isn't tvias ayin really a form of simanim? So several poskim actually address this and take somewhat different positions. Perhaps the simplest position, the conceptually most plausible position, seems to be that yes, of course, tvias ayin is built on simanim, individual little simanim, but at the end of the day, tvias ayin is not about making a conscious identification of individual simanim, it's a holistic high-level determination of identity without referring to the individual constituent simanim that make up the tvias ayin. This point is made clearly by Rav David Tebel in the Beis David. The Achronim have a very hard time with the comment of Tosfos on Erdaf, Daf Kufchaf and Yevamos. Rabbeinu Tam says that even though normally we're not made on the we need a part, so if you need certain parts of the face to be intact, that's only when you don't have kol gufo shalem. But if you have kol gufo shalem, then it's nikar hetev via tvias ayin al yidei simanei haguf. Via simanim of the body, you can have a tvias ayin in a guf. Rabbeinu Tam says that a couple of times. Al yidei tvias ayin, nikar hetev al yidei simanei haguf. Rabbeinu Tam somehow combines, mixes together simanim with tvias ayin. An enormous amount of literature trying to understand what Rabbeinu Tam actually means. Not even clear we pass like Rabbeinu Tam. The Gerson Rabbeinu Tam is very hard to understand. Sefer Yasha or other Gersos. But what is this connection between Tvias Ayin and Siman? So Rav David Tebel, and the Nachlas David says in his Sefer Beis David, says that earlier Achronim, the Rav David Ibn Lev, the Ribbon Lev, and the Mardach had trouble, the Yehuda understanding of Rabbeinu Tam. He thinks Pshat is Pasha. He says, Vadai, every Tvias Ayin is Al Yidei Simanim Gruim. Every Tvias Ayin is composed of multiple, you make a Tvias Ayin by multiple Simanim Gruim, inferior Simanim. For example, the colors, chivri v'sumki, white and red, those are simanim gruim. If you were to articulate those simanim, you say, I recognize my keli because I recognize the color is white. That's not a simon, that's a simon gerua. That's certainly nothing. However, he says, the tvias ayin is formed by multiple simanim, such as the quality of the colors, until you know, this is clearly my keli, I recognize it. Of course, it's made up of multiple data points, but at some point, it turns into a holistic notion of tvias ayin, and it's no longer simply the reductionist question of individual simanim gruim. At some point, it becomes a tvias ayin. That's tvias ayin of the kol. There are identifying qualities, the pitch, dakus hakol, gasuso. A face, he says, is the color of the face. The dakus hachotem, the width of the nose, arco, rochav padachat, the width of the forehead, ovi alachayayim, all the things computers use consciously to recognize faces, we use subconsciously. We use to form holistically to form an impression. Kolei lasimanim, he says, efshir l'tayram mopiv. You can't articulate, I recognize my friend Reuven because his nose is exactly 30 millimeters wide. Peshakulam tvum b'chasam eshal Adam Arishon. Everyone's based on the same human mold of Adam Arishon, but still, that becomes a tvias ayin. Al yidei tvias ayin, makir advarim lamitatsin. She'efshir tvias ayin, bezul asimim me'asimanim agruim. You can't have, very, very strongly he says, you can't have tvias ayin without composing it of underlying simanim agruim. This is clear. Sense perception tells us this. And that's what Tosus means. When Tosus says that you recognize the body via simanim, he doesn't mean that you have to articulate simanim. He means any recognition is based on simanim. Tosus just speaks it out because it's a chiddush. Even though it's not a face, you can still have simanim which enable you to have a tvias ayin. That's all Tosus means. Avada, he means simanim gruim. When Tosus says simanim haguf, he means simanim gruim, like arach bagut, like the height. And even though those things themselves are not worth very much as simanim, if you were to articulate those simanim, you would tell Basin, I recognize him because of simanim gruim. We don't want to hear about simanim gruim. We want to hear that your holistic, conscious judgment is, this is the same guy. If you say that, that's fine. That's how the Beis David explains the Tosus. We find a very similar idea in a remarkable tshuva of the Birchas Ritzei, Rav Orenstein. He's discussing identification via photographs. There's an extensive literature on this. Either a photograph of the mace, or a photograph of the missing person, or, in the Berachas Ritzei's case, dual photographs. We have a photograph of the missing person and a photograph of the body, and we compare the two photographs. So there's an extensive literature on whether halacha considers these types of identification as being valid. Many poskim raise numerous objections. They argue that since the photograph is two-dimensional, it's not as accurate as the three-dimensional representation. They argue that it depends on the light. They argue that the angles are off, or the sizes are off, so it's hard to compare. They argue, some photographs don't come out very well. We all know cases of photographs that just don't seem very good likenesses. So many poskim, for all these reasons, argue that photographs are not really reliable. Some poskim even say there's a din. You have to have re'iyah mamish, not through a glass, not through a mirror, not through a photograph. Many other poskim say, no problem. In Aguna, all we're really interested is proof. All we want to know is we want to be convinced 100% that the guy is dead. A photograph is a perfectly valid way of doing that. Birchas Ritzei was one of the first poskim, one of the first poskim to discuss the question. And he makes a truly interesting chiluk. He discusses it, he compares it to the discussion of the poskim of verifying signatures on a document, kiyum chasamos. And he brings a shita that kiyum al yidei dimoy, kiyum by comparing this document to another verified document, if we know that this is an authentic document of Reuven, we compare the unknown one to this one, if the signatures match, that's kiyum. He brings a shita that we don't actually, that's not actually so reliable, that's an inferior form of kiyum. What is kiyum? A good kiyum is if an aide says, I recognize this signature, this is Reuven's signature. So the Birchas Ritzei says, why is that better? What exactly is the difference between these two things? Why is one better than the other? So he says, let's discuss tvias ayin. He says, how do you have tvias ayin? He says, what is tvias ayin? He says, tvias ayin, exactly as Rabbi Tebel says, he says, tvias ayin is, it comes from the shinuyim v'havdelim dakim v'haravim. It comes from the minor individual differences that mark each item as unique. And these are really simanim gruim, he says. He says, each individual hevdel v'shinuy b'fnei atmo, each individual identifying point of variance in and of itself would only be, generally be a simon gerua. Simanim gruim are a mesarifin. Even 100, he says, simanim gruim are not mesarif. So that's why he says comparing two things and one by one and saying they match this curve, they match this point matches like a computer would do, they match here, they match there, they match here. Okay, the computer says 97% probability of a match. So simanim anam asarif, simanim gruim anam asarif for aguna, even mea simanim mafakim, the Gemara in Chulin we mentioned says that we don't kill a defendant based on simon mafak, he says even 100 of them you're not going to kill. So that doesn't work. So why does tvias ayin work? Simanim gruim and not mistarif. So again, he says that the tziruf of simon mufak is that each simon by itself would be nothing, but the conscious decision of the person that I recognize this person, he doesn't consciously say, I recognize this, I recognize this point, I recognize that point. He just says, I recognize, of course, via the simanim, but he makes a holistic judgment that this is him. This is not, that this is the right guy. says the Birchas Ritei, when it comes to signatures, if you simply compare two signatures, you're doing it consciously by looking at individual letters, individual parts of letters, individual pen strokes. That's not good. That's tiruf mea simanim gruim. But if you say, I know his signature, I've seen it before, you're not doing that by a conscious checklist, this matches, that matches. You're just saying, I recognize it. So too, the Birchas Ritei says, comparing two photographs won't work. However, if you say, I recognize the mace, and this picture matches the mace, that's better. That's fine. Now, the Birchas Ritei says, a great kula, he says, even if you don't recognize the mace, but we have a picture of the mace, the eitzah is, he says, show people the picture of the mace. Wait till they say, okay, we've studied this picture for 2 hours, now we recognize the mace. Now take the picture away and show them the other picture and say, is this the guy that you recognize? It's true you only recognize him from the picture. But once you recognize him from the picture, at this point, you're comparing it to your memory. You're not doing it computer style via checklist. At this point, you're doing a broad holistic recognition. And that's good. That's better than comparing the two photographs. Even this, he's not sure. Lach l'maisa, l'kipnish onam adam nasa maisa. He's not sure he really wants to make it, even based on this. But this, at least, is better, he says. Same as Rav David Tebel. This is better than actually comparing two things. Because comparing two things, you're relying on the simanim gruim. Mashenkin, if you just say, I recognize it, even though that comes from the Simanim Gruim, if you're making a holistic identification, even though it's rooted in Simanim Gruim, that's still better because that becomes a holistic recognition. But that which both the Berachas Ritzei, Rav Orenstein, and Rav David Tevel, the Beis David, both take for granted that every Tvias Ayin is ultimately rooted in Simanim, albeit Simanim Gruim, that may or may not be able to be articulated, from David Karliner in his Sefer, Shelas David is not sure. He has a whole footnote. He's actually not sure. He quotes numerous theories between Rashi in different places, other Rishonim, whether Tvias Ayin comes via Simanim Gruim or not. That which Reb David Tebel said, of course it does. It's Barer. Every Tvias Ayin has to come from Simanim. He's not convinced. He quotes some languages of Rashi that say that Tvias Ayin means Masati Einibo Adshani Makiro Yafa Below Shum Simon, without any Simon at all, not even Simon Gerua. Other Rashi seems to say, I recognize it via Midas Arkav Arachbo. In other words, via Simanim Gruim. He goes back and forth, and he says that it's taka not clear. It's a shayla, he says, it's machlok saposkin, whether Tvias Ayin is really formed based on numerous subconscious, numerous holistic combination, a holistic combination of Simanim Gruim, as the other Akronim say, or not. Or perhaps the Tvias Ayin is something by itself. He actually has a tzad that the Tvias Ayin can be formed without any Simon at all. He goes back and forth. He says that, and he doesn't really have a hechreya. He said he has a tzad to say hakaras tvias ayin yesh ba'af shein shum simon ban davar, not even a simon geruah. He's been dyked up from various rishonim. He goes back and forth. He has no clear hechra. In the main text, this is actually a haga on a haga, but in the main text, the primary haga, he just writes that tvias ayin is tvias ayin pashut osha karhu leidei simanim reslan shaydei simanim ba tvias ayin. Either a simple Tvias Ayin that can't be reduced, that has nothing to do with Simanim. So I don't really know what that means. Lachara, in some way, everything can be reduced to pixels, to bits, and at some point it has to be based on some kind of Simanim. Maybe he means that the Simanim are so subtle that they can't even be expressed as Simanim Gruim. Not entirely sure what he means. But in any event, the Birchas Ritzei and Rav David Tebel both clearly understood that it's impossible that every Tvias Ayin is actually based on Simanim Gruim, just that you don't articulate them individually, you just say as a whole, I have a holistic Tvias Ayin. Well, Rav David Karliner is not sure. That may be true. He says maybe that's what a Tvias Ayin is, but maybe not. Maybe Tvias Ayin is not based on Simanim at all. Maybe Tvias Ayin is just a thing. You can just have some kind of intuitive, ineffable recognition that cannot be reduced at all to individual Simanim, even Simanim Gruim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.